Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God of Heaven. Today is the 24th day of the blessed month of Misra. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility of our soul. Our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, St. Thomas, Bishop of Marash, departed. This father, holy father, was an ascetic worshiper who diligently fasted and prayed and was merciful to the poor and needy. Therefore, they consecrated him a bishop for the city of Marash, and he shepherded the flock of Christ with the best care of care. When the Diocletian incited the persecution against the Christians, the governor of Marash summoned St. Thomas and ordered him to worship the idols, but the saint refused. The governor tortured him severely, then cast him in an abandoned prison. From time to time, he ordered to dismember one of his organs. He was left in this prison for 22 years. His congregation thought that he had died. Faithful woman came to him by night and threw to him provisions through a small opening in the prison's wall. The saint remained in this condition until Emperor Constantine reigned and ordered the release of the Christians from prisons. The woman informed some of the priests that whereabouts of the saint. The priests came to the saint, carried him to the church with songs and hymns, and his flock received his blessing. When the Council of Nicaea convened in the year 325, Anno Domini, St. Thomas was one of the attendees. After he returned from the council, he exhorted his flock and explained to them the Orthodox creed of faith. After he remained on the episcopal throne for about 40 years, he departed in peace. May the blessing of his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, St. Tekla Imanud, the Ethiopian, departed. He was one of the 7th century saints. This holy father was born in Ethiopia to a priestly family who was relocated from a village nearby Jerusalem. His parents were righteous, merciful to the poor and the needy. His mother was barren, and she entreated God often to give her a son who would please him. The Archangel Michael came and announced to her that she would conceive and bring forth a son who would be loved by God, the angels, and the people. Later on, she gave birth to this saint, and she raised him up with a Christian upbringing since his childhood. When he was 7 years old, he started memorizing the holy books, and in the age of 15, Ambacirillus, the bishop, ordained him a deacon, then a priest by the name Tekla Himanot, and he was celibate. After the departure of his parents, he distributed all his possessions to the poor and the needy. He wandered about in Ethiopia preaching the name of the Lord Christ, and many believed on his hands. His ascetic life, conjoined with his evangelical work, he was a true ascetic, spent almost all the period of the holy 40 days fast, wandering in the wilderness in austere asceticism, that he would return to his ministry. He continued for about 50 years, moving from one place to another, living among the monks in worship and asceticism, and other times among the people in service and evangelism. God granted him the gift of performing miracles and healing the sick. He endured many hardships from the heathen. Then his departure drew near, the Lord Christ appeared to him, bid him peace, and informed him of the time of his departure. He gathered the brethren and commanded them to closely adhere to the spiritual struggle of the holy fathers who followed the path of monasticism until they resembled the angels while they were still on earth. He blessed them, then departed in peace. They buried him with great veneration. May the blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Abantitlangi banot pie presdi